Welcome back to part two of this podcast number five, which is working with and overcoming your limiting beliefs. Welcome back everyone to this part two of podcast number five, working with and overcoming your limiting beliefs, from me, Caroline Maria Mead, from itstimeforme.ie. So the next part of this podcast is, in the first part, like we talked about, we looked at where our limiting beliefs came from, what are they, how they're manifesting through our lives, and the strength of them, the impact that they are actually having on our lives in terms of not allowing us to move forward or to have the life that we actually want to have. So in this next part, and just to say at this point, like, the workbooks will help you along with this as well. I find it's really good to write down all of this stuff and journal it. It's grand when you're listening and you can, you know, think about it, and maybe some of what I said resonated with you, and I hope that it did. But really putting pen to paper is an excellent thing to do. And I know one of the things we find is not having enough time, and that in itself can actually be a limiting belief. I don't have enough time. So I'd actually ask you on that, you know, what are you doing with your time? Why don't you have enough time? And to sit down for 10 or 15 minutes and think about this. You can do it in bed, you can do it on the bus. You know, like, you have to really ask yourself whether you're committed to things. And like I said in the other podcast, is it about talking about wanting change, or do you actually want change? Are you ready and willing to commit to make the changes that you want? And I said, you're here to create a wonderful life, but are you willing to do whatever it takes to do that? If it was easy, we would all do it. If it didn't take time, we would also all do it. But stand out from all of that. Overcome what you tell yourself and say, yeah, I'm going to do the best that I can do and really give 100% conscious effort to make this a really wonderful life. So as we want to progress forward and work with and overcome our limiting beliefs, it is really important for us to figure out what it is that we actually want. Okay, so I might use my examples again. So I would like to, and I'm actually doing this at the moment, lose weight. I want to make sure that my skin is actually starting to improve. I've made certain, my skin, for example, wouldn't be related to, you know, foods or things like that. It's more related to self-care and low stress and things like that. So I have to work on that. And then being open to receive more, and making, actually for me, really working on the financial part of that. Like, I'm open to receiving more financially as well. And it's very funny because I've talked about things a lot, you know, over the years and classes and things that I've done. And I would never actually mention about finance. I'd be like, I shouldn't say to people that I, you know, I'm open to receiving more money, particularly because the work that I do, you know, I always felt, but I should be helping people. And if that is for free, well, that's what I should do. So I'm being even, you know, stepping out of my comfort zone in terms of a podcast and saying, no, I'm actually consciously working to bring more financial abundance in my life, to have more financial security, and then I can help people even more. So putting it out there. So what one thing, I will challenge you to, do you need to put out there? Do you actually need to say to somebody close to you or to a few people? Or you can even email it to me and say, I'm actually just going to be really honest here, and this is what I wanted to say as something that I need to move on or overcome or work with. So feel free to use me to let me know what it is, because I'd be delighted to hear from you. And I can give you a bit of support in that if that's what you need. So as we're figuring out what we want to move forward to, so I've said all the things that I want to do, what I need to do then is go back to the start of the workbook and look at the limiting beliefs that I have, particularly the ones that have most impact on me, okay? So, and then to kind of get everything together. So I've done this in the workbook. It's divided into two columns. So we have where you want to go, like the goals that you want, okay? And then you're going to have the limiting belief that you believe currently is actually stopping you from progressing forward. So what this is about is that if you're going to set goals for yourself, and this is really important with goal setting, and I talked about this in relation to affirmations in part one, they have to be realistic to you. There is absolutely no point whatsoever in setting goals that you do not believe you can achieve. Now, you can set them at a time that you've maybe lifted your energy or your vibration up. So for an example, let's say you wanted to, I'm going to do something like a kind of, that would be a really big achievement for somebody. Maybe you're really good at sport and you'd love to make it to the Olympics. Okay, let's just say that. And you're looking and saying, there's absolutely no way from where I am now to where I want to be that I'm going to go to the Olympics. So don't start with that goal. start with, I'm going to run my first 10K. I'm going to then do that. Now I'm going to run my first half marathon. Do that. Now I'm going to run my first marathon. Now I'm going to do whatever the next. I'm going to enter the national competition. Now I'm going to enter a competition in the UK or an international competition. Now I'm going to go for the Olympics. So your goals, you can have that as an ultimate dream, let's say, your absolute dream. But these are your goals. And you got to make the goals realistic and feel achievable, because then you'll actually do it. And I always often say this, because if you set a goal that feels completely unrealistic to you, you won't do anything about it. You'll completely sabotage it. You know, if I said to you, I am going to earn like €1 million in the next 5 weeks, there's no way I'm going to do that at all, like in terms of income. There's just no way. Like, it is not possible. Plus, I don't feel, maybe it's possible, but I don't feel like it's possible for me to do that. So if I set that out as a goal, I'm already failing before I even start, because I do not truly, that doesn't land anywhere with me in a positive way. Doesn't feel believable. So make sure the goals that you're writing down are things that are believable, and make them short goals. Make them, you know, short in terms of like being a month or 2 months or 3 months or whatever, but not more than, say, 6 months. And then you can go with that. And then look at the limiting belief that is holding you back with that. Okay. Also then, what I would like you to do after that part is to think about the way that these limiting beliefs actually stop you from achieving these goals. And they can manifest in very, very, very strange ways. So, you know, it won't just be about saying like, oh, that's my goal. I have a limiting belief that I'm not good enough, and therefore I'm not going to do anything. That's not what happens. What actually happens is we go for our goals. We fully, truly intend to achieve them. We believe that we're going to get there. We believe that we're going to change our life. We believe we're going to make more time for ourselves. We believe that we're going to do whatever is necessary to feel like we're good enough. But the subconscious mind is a mind that's playing. It's like a distant tune you can hear in the background, but you can't fully hear what it is. Or it's like knowing that someone has their TV on, say when you're on the phone to them, you can hear their TV in the background, but you don't know what they're watching. That's what your subconscious mind is like. And it's constantly, it's like on repeat 24/7. So the way in which it's a really good idea to actually see how in which these limiting beliefs are actually manifesting through your life are in these different ways. And these are things that I feel that we all do. So you will totally resonate with these, is when you make excuses for things. So if I make an excuse that I don't have enough time, I can't do that, I don't have enough time. You know, you do have enough time. We all can make time, whatever way that we want. So that's not an excuse. Or it might be an excuse of, oh God, like I don't have the money at the moment. Yeah, that might be a very realistic excuse. I don't have the money. Okay, but what can you do that's free? There's so many free resources and things out there, or things that are low cost. So what can I do to help me that might be more low cost? If I wanted to start training, let's say for a marathon, you can go on and find training schedules online for free. There's all these different things. The next thing is when you complain about things. I will admit, I complain a lot. And I'm catching myself more and more do this, and kind of embarrassed to say it how much I complain, because at the same time, I do have a very positive outlook on life, and I'm very, you know, try to motivate myself and others in my life. But I do complain. And I heard myself complaining the other night. I got into bed and I was talking to my husband about certain things. And I listed off all the reasons why all these things weren't going to work. And when I got up yesterday morning, I thought, God, I'm such a moan. Everything I said was, you know, it's not working because of this, or that's not working because of this, or I can't do it because of that. And really, it was just a moaning session. It wasn't actual fact. Not fact. It was just complete complaining. Then, of course, we have the ones with when we indulge in negative thoughts, which is kind of similar to what I just said. So how often are you thinking negatively? Do you even recognize when you're thinking negatively? How often are you doing that? When you indulge in unhelpful habits. So I really want my skin to be better, and I know that I have to de-stress, but I'm up the wall with stress and doing nothing to counteract it. I'm indulging in a bad habit. What bad habits are you indulging in? When you talk to yourself in unlimiting and unhelpful ways, okay? So you're no good, you can't do it. Of course you're not going to succeed at that. Why bother? Life's awful. Oh my God, I'm cursed. I hear that a lot from clients. I must be cursed. I must really be cursed and something. I must have done something awful in a previous life for this to happen to me. And genuinely, it's really sad for me when I hear people saying that, because they genuinely are having so many difficulties in life. They believe that nobody's cursed, and certain things can happen to us that create our limiting beliefs, that then go on and create our circumstances. So I think when we say we create our circumstances, some people find that very hard to believe, because there are certain things that go on in the world that we're not in control of. And I agree with that. If somebody comes and does something negative really, really badly to you and harms you in a physical way or a mental way or an emotional way, you haven't created that yourself. But what that situation will have done then is created bad, you know, thoughts in your life, let's say, because of what has been done to you, that you then go on and those limiting beliefs are stopping you from creating something good. There's always going to be limiting beliefs. You're no different to anybody else. You have as many limiting beliefs as everybody does. Every single person, no matter the most positive person you meet, has limiting beliefs. And this is very important, because so often, and I follow a lot of spiritual teachers and a lot of motivational speakers, and I used to put all these people up on a pedestal until I listened to one spiritual teacher who talked about how, you know, she's human and she's the same as all of us, and she has bad limiting beliefs and makes bad mistakes and does all of these kind of things. And I would say that for myself. I have clients saying to me, God, you must never get stressed, or, oh, you always seem so placid and so happy. And I'm like, oh my God, if my husband could hear them, you know, this person saying that to me, he'd be like, no, that's just not the way it is. So no matter how somebody can teach us, you know, I believe I can teach people, it doesn't mean that I don't have the stuff going on myself. And that's why I'm trying to be more honest in like my podcast and my interviews and my posts and everything, to say, look, this is actually what's going on for me. What's going on for you? Because, you know, we all are talking to ourselves in negative ways every single day. It's the difference between someone who's positive and succeeding and someone who's negative and not succeeding is the conscious choice to say, I'm going to work on this. I'm going to work through this. I'm going to heal this. That is the fundamental difference. And as we finish off this part of the podcast before we go on to the next one, I want you to ask yourself, are you making a conscious choice to be better, to think better, to shine your light into the world? Or are you making an absolute conscious choice every day to continue to make excuses, to continue to complain, indulge in negative habits, indulge in negative thoughts, and talk to yourself in limiting ways? It doesn't mean you can never do it, but are you doing it more often than you're doing it in a positive way? And I look forward to talking to you again in part 3.